plagued a potential nugget.
Karthik, moving on, I guess apart from being a professor, you've been pretty active as an entrepreneur. You spoke about Yodel, which I'm told is one of the 50 fastest growing firms in the US. You're in the advisory board of Mylo, which got acquired by eBay. And you've been you've invested and you've mentored quite a few startups. Let's talk about how you pick an idea, right? Again, looking at it from a leadership perspective, when you see an entrepreneur coming to you with an idea for help or funding or for mentorship, what are the two, three things you look for to determine if the leader is worth backing?
So, again, I like that you brought up, you know, what do you look for in an entrepreneur when you decide to back an idea? Because to me, the first thing I look at when I presented with a deck is the entrepreneur itself. How well do I know the entrepreneur? Because 80% of my decision is based on the entrepreneur. So, for example, if somebody emails me and says, I have this great idea and the idea sounds amazing, but I don't know this person, I almost never will consider it because the entrepreneur matters a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And to your question of what is it that I look for in an entrepreneur, I think the number one skill I look for is tenacity and being hardworking. Another thing I care about is communication skills. So I think tenacity is important because, the startup journey is invariably, there's lots of ups and downs, and early on there are more downs than ups. Mm-hmm. So you have got to be willing to deal with the downs and stand up each time and say, okay, I'm ready to face a new battle. And so I think that tenacity becomes super important. Communication skills is again very important because, as I said earlier, there's more downs than ups. So you need to be able to convince people to work with you and for you at little to no pay with all these downs. Mm-hmm. And that comes down to you motivating them. Mm-hmm. And then finally, in terms of functional skills, I'd like to see that they're good at either product or marketing, one of the two at least, so that there is actual some functional knowledge they bring to the table. But yeah, these are the main things I look for.
And when you say tenacity, let's break it down, right? There's enough being written about grit and tenacity and determination. But again, to make it tactical, what do you look for? How do you probe for tenacity?
So I have a luxury that typical advisors, investors don't have, which is that I observe a lot of the entrepreneurs I work with in my classroom. So they're often my current or former students. Mm-hmm. So I've seen them in the classroom and I've seen how they approach things. I've seen what happens. First of all, I observe how hardworking they are in the classroom. But also, I have all these discussions with them. So if I have a student who's an entrepreneur who says, hey, I want to get your advice, would you join my advisory board, or who says, would you consider working with me? The first thing I do is I just put a bunch of hurdles in front of them. So I usually meet them and say, okay, why don't you get this much done in the next 1 week and meet me? And so I do set these high goals and I see how often they're able to meet that. Mm-hmm. And I put in a few barriers and I see how they respond to that. And a lot of them give up once they see these barriers, mm-hmm. but some of them don't. And that pretty much tells me these guys are tenacious. So I'm fortunate to have that kind of luxury to be able to see that tenacity as part of my job as a professor and then apply that knowledge to, deciding whether I want to work with an entrepreneur or invest in an entrepreneur. Having said that, I think this is something that almost every VC pays lip service to. Every investor will tell you, oh, we care about tenacity, and no one actually implements it. Because almost every VC I know makes startup investment decisions based on 3-4 pitches. They call the entrepreneur, hear the first pitch. If they like the pitch, then they say, okay, we'll do another session where I'm going to deep dive into just your sales, another session where I'll deep dive into your product. I'll do a few ref checks. I don't think a few 2-3 reference checks and 3-4 pitches are enough to tell you how tenacious an entrepreneur is. So if you really believe that tenacity is one of the biggest predictors, then you have to invest a lot more in getting to know an entrepreneur.
And maybe building on that, Karthik, to make it tactical, for a minute, if you didn't have the luxury of observing them like you do, if it's your student starting it, if it was somebody third party coming to you for advice, what would you do to determine if they are tenacious or not?
So First of all, I'll make an observation, which is that I notice by the time I've met them, they either have it or don't. So it's too late to teach. So to your question, it's like you have to just test and see whether they have it or not, rather than sit and try to teach them that. My sense is that it probably comes from their childhood. Obviously, I don't have a window into all these students' childhoods, but I suspect that they have faced somewhat tough situations and handled it on their own. They often don't have parents solving the problems for them. My sense is these are the things you're looking for. How do you actually test for tenacity? I would do it exactly how I do it with my students, which is place some barriers and see how they go around these barriers to convince you. So I think those barriers are helpful. And, you know, there's this famous talk by former CMU professor Randy Pausch, and he says that, you know, these barriers and brick walls you run into, they're there for a reason. It's to convince you how much you are really care about something you're going after. So it's kind of like that. I think you just put these barriers and see how they navigate them. And I think that's the simplest way to tell it. And by the way, on this subject, I'm by no means an expert, but my colleague here at Penn, Angela Duckworth, she actually studies tenacity. And she's got a great book on this called Grit, which I'd highly recommend to your listeners.
That's correct. I'm a big fan of her work too.
I'm reminded of the story of Pedro Algorta, narrated by Claudio Fernandez Arauz, my prior colleague at Egon Zehnder. In his HBR article titled 21st Century Talent Spotting, he talks about Pedro, who's a survivor of the 1972 plane crash over the Andes, where he and a few others survived extreme cold for about a couple of months before they were rescued. And he goes on to say that Pedro, with no prior background in consumer goods, went on to transform a Brazilian brewery and really took it to new heights. The crux of what he says is that in the VUCA world we live in, we often bet on skills and competencies, but actually what we need to be thinking about is indicators of long-term potential. And he talks about four things in that context. One is curiosity, which is openness to learning new things and taking feedback. Second is insight, which is about gaining energy from connecting the dots. Third is engagement, which is about gaining energy from working with people. And the last is determination, which is similar to what Karthik said about grit. Thank you for listening.